CNN Radio, I'm Andrew Spencer. The Osama bin Laden compound is a goldmine of intelligence information. National Security Advisor Tom Donilon tells CNN State of the Union.
In addition to carrying on the operation, our special forces gathered up as much of the data and information there as they could. It turns out that this is the largest cache of information gotten from a senior terrorist, gotten from any terrorist in one operation. It is about the size of a small college library.
Videos filmed by a confidant of bin Laden have helped convince some people in the Middle East who, CNN's Reza Sayeh explains, still don't believe bin Laden is dead.
These images started airing late Saturday night here in Pakistan, and I think they are convincing some skeptics in Pakistan that indeed bin Laden has been killed.
New reports near Libya, where alleged rape victim Iman al-Obeidi, who became a figurehead for the opposition movement, now says she has escaped the country, fleeing to neighboring Tunisia. At least a dozen dead and more than 200 people wounded after sectarian clashes at a church in Egypt. CNN's Ben Wiedemann reports the violence broke out in Cairo over a Coptic Christian woman who had converted to Islam and was reportedly being held against her will.
We were near the site of one of the churches that was the center of this violence, and there were army soldiers there firing in the air, trying to keep people away from the scene.
In Cairo, Illinois, flood waters are receding slowly. Mayor Tyrone Coleman says the water has gone down a bit.
Even though the rivers have receded some, we're still at an historical level of water surrounding us.
Residents are still praying the levees hold. Residents were allowed to go back to their homes temporarily. They had been ordered to evacuate almost a week ago. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has low prices on hanging baskets and container plants filled with colorful flowers that will stay alive and blooming all season long. So they're a natural in every sense of the word when it comes to finding just the right thing to give your mom for Mother's Day. We're lowering the cost of I Love You, Mom, with low prices on vibrant hanging baskets and container plants. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never! Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Heyo! How you guys doing? Happy Mother's Day, happy everything, and before we
no
do anything
music.
Else.
I was like, that sounds I was, can't have music anymore.
Yeah,
no music.
You got a licensing thing going. Before we do anything, I want to wish my wife happy birthday.
Thank you.
She turned 28 today.
I did, again.
And she's red hot, man.
I don't care about my age. You know, I'm 42.
You look
who cares?
Like you're 22.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Let's talk about you more. Yeah. No, the heck with it. Yeah. All right, well, happy Mother's Day to everybody. A special shout out to my mother-in-law, Mommy Dearest, Gwynnie Saphir, who's actually looking at me behind the there you are. She don't look a day over 29 either. I'm the only one that looks
okay,
old.
How about
why
just
is it?
Saying Happy Mother's Day.
Happy
to her.
Mother's
there
Day.
There we go. Okay.
All right. So we just want to remind everybody that this radio show is now on TV. You can watch us on NBC4's Washington Nonstop starting next Friday night at 8:30 and again on Saturday. So just write it down, and you can see what everybody looks like, all the action in the studio.
Okay, let's get into the show.
Let's get into the show.
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
First of all, we've got Stephen Fedorchak and pastry chef Rob Valencia. They're the guys behind Lion Hall, Northside Social, and the Liberty Tavern. And Rob is a pastry chef extraordinaire, and he's in with all sorts of taste treats. Like, I'm just going to name a couple. Schwarzbrot bread, which is German for black bread, yes?
Yes.
Yes. And chunky monkey scones and more. So we're going to, looking at them now.
I actually just tweeted out a picture of all the delicious things he brought in. We also have in studio with us Diane Gross and Khaled Pitts of Cork and Cork Market here in D.C., and they've brought in a bunch of wines. We're going to be talking about small production and summer sips, and they brought in their little one, Marley. So happy Mother's Day to you, Diane. He is edible. I can eat him with a spoon. He's so cute.
That's cannibalism.
<laughs> I know.
Isn't that wrong?
Do you bite him? I would bite him. I would. I couldn't help myself.
Just nibble lightly.
Okay. And also, in case you did not know, it is also Celiac Awareness Month, which is only kind of comical because we're looking at all these things filled with gluten. But later in the show, we are going to have Baby Cakes creator Erin McKenna calling in. She's got a new cookbook out called Covers the Classics, Baby Cakes. It's an excellent, excellent baking book that really, for those of you who cannot have gluten, it really covers all those baked goods.
Well, I was looking through it. You know, when you say gluten-free and vegan to me, it sounds like, you know, nap time.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had some of her stuff. It's delicious. So. It's great. All right, and we also have Todd and Ellen Gray. They're the latest in big-name restaurants to go to Noma. That's north of Mass Avenue, mm-hmm. and they're opening up Watershed, which is a...
They've opened up Watershed.
And it celebrates the cuisine of the Eastern Seaboard. And, you know...
So we'll be talking to them later in the show. Now, it is Mother's Day. Todd was supposed to be in studio with us, but they are slammed over there, so he's going to be calling in later at the end of the show.
Well, let's start with Diane and Khaled. You guys, you know, we first have to mention your recent cover story in the Post.
I know. Nice shot.
For a change, it wasn't about a scandal. I guess you're not an elected official. But it was a great story about how new moms creatively juggle babies, home, work, and life, while even managing to eat well and take care of themselves. Now, how do you do it?
You got to talk on the mic on that.
You
got to
actually. It's a radio show.
Well, so with a lot of help. Thankfully, we're in the business where we own our business, so we can take him with us, and nobody can say no. But you know, great staff that helps us out running everything. Mm-hmm. Khaled and I are a team, and when I can't be with Marley, he's with Marley.
You know, that's not what he says. He says he does it all.
He says he does all the work.
Yeah.
He does a lot of the work.
The husband's lament.
And when I can't be at the restaurant, he's at the restaurant, and when he can't be there, I'm there. So it's really a team effort. You know, we own the businesses together, so we run them together, and and we take care of Marley together. So,
and Marley is probably going to have the most excellent palate ever.
I hope so. Every time we taste,
he's got a perfect nose.
He's got a cute nose. All right. So speaking of palates, you brought a bunch of wines for us all to try today.
So what are we focusing on today?
Today we're focusing on wines that we think are really nice for the spring as we're going into the spring and early summer. And wines that are fun to drink, you know, all year round, of course, but definitely like right now. We are, as you, I think, know, we focus at the restaurant on small production wines.
Right.
Wines that are usually done by family estates, often sustainable, biodynamic, organic wines, and really limited production. So today
is it hard to find those wines? I mean, what kind of research goes into finding those kinds of wines?
Well, I think we're kind of lucky that we've got we work with a small set of distributors who really go out.
You
really
can lift off the mic. You can lift it. It moves.
My wife's a little short there.
So that's okay.
And we work with a small set of distributors who really go out and work the field, as you say. You know, kind of like the former shoe salesman Willie Loman. Now they go to vineyard. Of course, they get to go to instead of going to.
So, do they grow shoes in a field?
Well, they have to wear them sometimes, I guess. But they, instead of going house to house in some, you know, Des Moines, Iowa, they get to go to Launay region in France and other great places. But they really, you know, again, find these, again, these small family estate. All our wines are majority are estate wines, and work with these small estate wines, and you know, and bring them back to the U.S. And as Diane said, you know, It's a fantastic list, and unless you can't really find a lot of places here in D.C. for the size of our restaurant.
All right, well,
what did you just pour? I know it's bubbly.
It's bubbly. We always like to start with bubbles. So this is a wine made by a producer named Jackie Blott, and he's very well-known in the Loire Valley. This is a sparkling Chenin Blanc, and it's called Triple Zero.
Okay. And you sell this at the market?
We sell this at the market.
And how much does it go for?
Oh my gosh! I should have remembered that.
It's free.
No, it's around $20.
If you can guess the price,
so it's really reasonable.
Yeah, we have a really large grouping of sparkling wines that are between $12 and $25 because we think everybody should drink sparkling wine every day.
So do I. And I'm right there with you.
It should be affordable, so we have a very large selection of that.
Excellent.
It's called Triple Zero because he doesn't use any sugar in the production of the wine, so it's very dry. And he makes it like winemakers make champagne. So
in the method.
The champagne method, exactly.
All right. Well, while we're sipping, we're going to turn to Stephen Fedorchak and Rob Valencia from your
a list of places.
Your empire, from Liberty Tavern to
Northside Social.
Northside Social, which I just went to for the first
Lion
time.
Hall.
I didn't, you know, we're Marylanders, but I drove by there. And I stopped and picked up breakfast for me and Nick when we were cutting the show last time.
Awesome. I hope you enjoyed it.
A lot of fun.
Good.
A lot of fun.
Well, so, Stephen, let's just talk. You have three restaurants, almost like in a triangle, in Clarendon.
Correct, yep.
So tell us a little bit about just each concept, because they're very different from each other.
They are, though, you know, hopefully what we aspire to is a unifying theme of friendliness and hospitality. They very much are neighborhood places, and you know, that's the real enjoyable part. I actually live a block away, so it's really a square in some regards. But Liberty Tavern is...
Well, next time I go, I'll make the full circuit.
There you go,
I'll do
exactly.
The whole thing.
Just give me a heads up.
Right.
Liberty Tavern's a classic American tavern that has a lively bar and lounge on the first floor and then a more refined dining room on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And it's located in a 1900-era structure that we rehabilitated. Executive chef Liam LaCivita, and he's been on before. And
yeah, he's great.
He's involved with all three restaurants as well. But that was our first restaurant, and that's been open 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then last April, 12 days apart, we opened up Lion Hall and Northside Social.
Twins.
And
you had twins.
I don't recommend doing that. It was construction dictated, but Lion Hall is a French brasserie with about 90% French wines, a very similar wine philosophy to what was just described.
Of course.
Exactly. And 20 beers on tap and classic brasserie bistro cuisine with a strong Alsatian influence.
So what is it? So lots of sausages? I mean, tell us a little bit about that menu.
We do have 6 to 7 handmade sausages on the menu at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get bistro brasserie classics like steak frites, like French onion soup.
Yum.
But there's also... Our chef de cuisine there, Andy Bennett, worked for Daniel Ballou for 6 or 7 years, and there's a strong influence of classic French technique throughout the menu as well. So
not a bad resume.
No, not at all. Yeah.
I thought after last night's meal I would never eat again, but I'm starting to
get hungry. I'm just starting to get hungry.
Well, you know, we'll bring it over to the sweet side. It's funny because we had the opportunity to open up Northside Social in what was formerly Murky Coffee,
right?
Which we were all very loyal patrons of. And, you know, we aspired to do coffee as well, or to get close to doing it as well as Murky, because they did a brilliant job with coffee. But we also felt there was opportunities to do some more with that business and with that space. And that's also a 1900-era building, former firehouse, got a great history. So we have a wine bar on the second floor of that. It still serves a tremendous amount of coffee. And then to our surprise...
I didn't know there was a wine bar upstairs.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
The official tagline is Northside Social Coffee and Wine, if I may.
Okay, yes, you may. How about it?
Way to go, Nikki.
Plug.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. And then, you know, to our surprise, it kind of turned into a restaurant as well. So it's in an old house, and I really like that image of a coffee house and all that connotates in terms of people sitting around reading, acoustic music 2 or 3 times a week. We have an open mic night on Sunday night.
Oh, God, don't say that out loud.
Yeah, well, it's always bustling, and that's the fun part.
I will do Great Balls of Fire for you right now. But you know what I like?
Like I said, Sunday night, not Sunday morning.
Oh,
so.
I'm busy.
Thank you very much.
Your location is everything, and it's almost like the Flatiron Building. It's on that triangular, you know.
That's a good analogy.
Stick of land.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of pedigrees, Rob, you certainly have a nice resume of places that you've been.
I've been on the run for years.
You have. Okay, right. And we have found you. So now tell us a little bit about where you've been, how you wound up here, and you are really doing desserts for three very different concepts.
Well, that draws from I've lived in three very different regions. Grew up originally in Texas, moved to San Francisco, so I got to experience the whole West Coast slow food cuisine and farm to table in its infancy, and then moving to New York City for the hustle and bustle, and then tying that all together. So it's I'm just really, really passionate about American cuisine.
Right.
So it's it was wonderful seeing Liberty Tavern and be able to do a lot of research and just focus on like. Just like some real hidden classics that bring them back.
So, what would you say are some of like the stalwarts of Liberty Tavern's dessert menu?
Oh, we always have a pie on there. We always have a donut on there. We always our chocolate brownie has gone through so many different incantations.
Really?
Yeah, we change it about once a month.
Well, how? I mean, to a guy that loves. Chocolate brownies. I mean, how do you make it different so that it's... I mean, what are the differences? I just love... I want to dig in and taste the chocolate and have my eyes roll
does
back
it,
in my head.
Does it change so often because you're constantly playing and you like to have fun, or do you just think you're making it better?
The first part. I just like to have fun.
Okay.
And also, a lot of my food is seasonally driven.
But brownies aren't really seasonal.
But I always have to do something...
You can eat them
anytime. They are if you believe in four seasons.
Exactly. Okay. No, in fact... I always have to have some sort of fruit on the plate.
Okay.
You always have to eat your vegetables with dinner.
Right.
I think. So especially with the brownie, it's always changing depending on what's
what you got going on. All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out more about the stuff you're doing at Northside Social because it's just delicious, and you brought in all these goodies here, and I want to know more about it. Relax, David. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. When we come back, we'll be sipping wines, we'll be eating some pastry, and we'll be talking gluten-free. We'll be back in just a sec.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-0351 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-0351. 1-800-500-0351. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rise and shine with Founding Farmers. Choose from farm fresh eggs, blueberry buckwheat pancakes, stuffed French toast, waffles made to order, an amazing array of side orders like thick cut bacon, fresh grilled sausage, yogurt parfaits, and house-made jams and jellies with Intelligentsia coffees, tea salon teas, fresh hand squeezed juices, and eye-opening libations. You've got a real breakfast. Founding Farmers, 1924 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. See the menus and make reservations directly at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
HalfPriceDC.com is your gateway to the best daily deals in the area. Don't miss out on great deals to Blue Ridge Shadows Golf Club. It's Virginia's most beautiful golf, ranked one of America's top women-friendly courses by Golf Digest Woman magazine. And All Sports Grand Prix, the premier indoor karting facility in Northern Virginia. Get the feel of real racing. If you want in on these deals, go to halfpricedc.com. Click Sign Me Up. That's halfpricedc.com.
All right, you're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Steven? Rob, I mean, I've got a mouthful of cinnamon. What is it? It's not a cinnamon cupcake. What is it?
It's a walnut cinnamon coffee cake muffin.
This is so delicious.
I'm eating a savory scone.
You're eating a cheddar chive scone.
Mm.
I'm getting a sugar
so
high.
Good. Okay, well, you didn't tell people who we're speaking with. Do you want to bring them properly?
Steven Fedorchak and Rob Valencia. I did.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
From?
Northside Social.
Northside Social.
Lion Hall. And Liberty Tavern.
And Liberty Tavern.
There you go.
You're not giving me a chance to get it out.
Well, it takes you a long time. All right. So, Rob, when we left for a break, we started talking about all these fabulous things you brought in. Now, these are things you make specifically, excuse me, at Northside Social?
Yes, and there's also some crossbreeding with Lion Hall for our brunch.
Okay.
Such as our donuts and our granola. Mm-hmm. But basically for Northside Social, we're doing like just real classic American typical bakery items.
Right.
We do pies, we do about 6 types of muffins, 8 types of New England scones, 14 types of cookies, and we offer 12 types of bread for retail.
Wow, 14 types of cookies.
Yes.
That's a lot. And they're big cookies. They're huge.
I am fanatical about cookies.
Are you?
I absolutely love cookies. In fact, 14 is not enough for me.
What's your favorite?
My favorite right now is our oatmeal cranberry. It's gone through about 7 different permutations. This guy right here.
Oh, that's a scone.
That's a scone.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know his scones from his cookies.
It doesn't matter.
Clearly he's
That's what I'm here for.
I'm going to eat all of them. It won't matter once they get in there.
Yeah, keep shoving it down there, huh?
Yeah, it's got about 5 different types of dried fruit in it. Mm-hmm. And it's a really rich brown sugar crispy cookie.
Excellent. And now let's just talk about Lion Hall, because I know you guys do brunch there on Sundays.
Saturdays as well.
Oh, and Saturdays as well. See, look, something else I learned today, too. What kind of pastries are you doing there, though, normally? Like, what is a dessert like there at Lion Hall? Are you sticking with a French theme?
We're doing a French theme, but we're really doing something, just a completely different twist on it. Because especially since we're a French brasserie, you usually just have the creme brulee and a little ramekin.
Done.
A bowl of chocolate mousse and some sorbet. That's it. That's what mm-hmm. you usually get. Here, we took some of those ideas and we really modernized it. We mm-hmm. try to do like a more elevated design on them. So like our chocolate mousse is in a bar form. It's served on top of a caramel chocolate Rice Krispie treat, mm-hmm. kind of like a Star Crunch.
And I can see you didn't bring any of that in.
I was just going to say, why isn't that in? You're out. Next.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Wow.
No, Jackie, that sounds delicious.
And our creme brulee is served like free form. It's like out of the dish. It's a molded custard served with fried beignets. Just to add just a little twist to it.
I have one question. Why isn't it Lion Hall? Because Americans can't speak French?
No, that's actually a great question. And many people do pronounce it Lion Hall until they realize it's Lion Hall. The building is named for the architect and for probably Arlington's most prominent real estate developer in the post-World War II era, whose name was Francis Lyon.
Oh, okay. So
it's in the neighborhood that borders Lyon Village and mm-hmm. Lyon Park, two neighborhoods named after him. Mm-hmm. And this was a building that he designed and then inhabited.
So it's just
a
convenient coincidence.
Exactly. Yeah.
For your brasserie. So you brought in this gorgeous bread. Do you bake all the breads in all your restaurants?
Yes, we do.
Okay. What did you bring in?
This is our Clarendon sourdough.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. The size of a salmon.
Like, rip it. Yeah, rip it open.
I'm just absolutely passionate about bread. This is a natural sourdough. We mm-hmm. have our own starter culture that we grow and feed every single day. Mm-hmm. And that's a building block for about 3 of our breads.
Cool.
And while we're serving 12 breads, selling 12 breads at Northside Social, we do 18 breads for the entire company. That's so everything great. From the lobster roll.
So is there a commissary where you do all this?
There's a small table in Lion Hall Kitchen.
Okay, I was really? Just curious.
Well, we joke around, too, that no one has keys to Northside Social because it's open from 7 in the morning until 1 at night anyway. But
right.
then there's people baking
there's
overnight
just,
and everything.
Else.
So, yeah, there's... Really well, no need for security.
I want to thank you guys so much for coming in and bringing in all these delicious treats. It's just so good of you.
So let's do it
delicious.
One more time. Stephen Fedorchak and Rob Valencia of Liberty Tavern, Lion Hall, and Northside Social, all in Clarendon.
Correct.
And if you haven't been to any of those,
the one
place I haven't been is Lion Hall, but I'm heading there. That
sounds
great.
You got to go in there for a donut plate for brunch.
Okay. All right.
Well, nice to see you guys. Thanks for having us on.
And now, because this show brings you the world of food and wine, we are going to go from baking... to baking. Erin, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
Erin. How are you?
So,
hi.
May is Celiac Good. Awareness Month, and we thought the perfect guest would be Baby Cakes Bakery founder Erin McKenna, who is really the guru of gluten-free baking. Is that a good way to describe you?
That's very accurate.
I called you the goddess.
I want you to know. We call you the guru. We have seen your picture, and you look nothing like the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Thank goodness. So we did our research, and we understand that millions of Americans suffer from celiac, and most of them don't even know it. And so, you know, what is celiac exactly, and why is gluten a problem for some folks?
I'm not exactly sure why gluten has become such a problem recently. Celiac disease is basically your body, when you eat wheat, or, which has gluten, your body attacks it and you get really sick. And you know, anywhere from like headaches and nausea to like some things that, you know, you don't really want to talk about on radio. But,
do you mean I won't talk about it?
No, we won't.
I think that's one of the seven words we can't say.
We're in the middle of Mother's Day brunch. We won't talk about it. But it, I think one of the reasons that it's becoming so common is that wheat is treated differently than it was way back in the early 1900s when every town had a flour mill. And it's just so hybridized now and treated with chemicals and, or, I mean, it's just so, it's just not what it is in its natural form. So that's my suspicion.
Well, and
the whole,
I think there's so many people today who are going gluten-free because they feel better when they choose to go that way.
I have a lot of friends around me who, you know, are slowly starting to try out going gluten-free, and I constantly get emails like, oh, my God, I feel amazing. Why didn't I try this sooner? So I, whether it's celiac disease or just taking wheat out, I think that a lot of people do feel a lot more energized and a lot better when they do this.
Well, let's talk about your new cookbook, Baby Cakes Covers the Classics. I mean, this is a follow-up to your bestseller, which really offered people who do want to go gluten-free ways to bake some of the best things that you make at your bakery at home. What was it about this book that you really wanted to bring to the table for people?
It was definitely donuts that drove the book, simply because it was always a challenge for me. In the first cookbook, I just highlight all of the regular things that you'll see at the bakery every day. And the second book gave me the opportunity, because the bakery is so tiny, I don't have shelf space to really experiment. And everyone's very, like, methodical about what they buy at the bakery. If we don't put the cornbread out every day, someone freaks out, you know? So this gave me...
You have to love those kind of patrons, though, you know? I mean, they're diehards.
I am, too. I'm very much like that, but it gave me a platform to really experiment and have fun, and I just, you know, came up with recipes for the things that I personally missed from, you know, when I was growing up, like Girl Scout cookies and donuts and pancakes and waffles, things like that.
Well, the other thing about your book is not only is it gluten-free, it's vegan. Why do the two go? Is that just a personal choice? I mean, is it necessary for the two to go hand in hand?
It's not, and the reason why the bakery is gluten-free and vegan because a lot of people have multiple food allergies. If you're allergic to wheat, you're often allergic to eggs and dairy, et cetera. So this, you know, the reason I opened the bakery was to just go across the board. Most everyone can walk in and not have to ask any questions and just pick anything out. So I personally have a sensitivity to wheat and dairy and soy. So I just figured that I would cover all bases.
Well, so let's talk about some of the basic pantry items one would need to bake, you know, gluten-free and vegan recipes out of your book. I mean, because it's not stuff that we all have in our pantry regularly. So what are some of the best things that you would absolutely need?
Definitely Bob's Red Mill All-Purpose Gluten-free baking mix is something definitely to have around all the time, as well as Xanthan gum.
We're big Bob's Red Mill fans.
Baking mix. Pardon?
I love Bob's Red Mill. I love all of his stuff.
Oh,
it's amazing.
It's the best. I mean, it's just the most consistent product and really nice blends. The all-purpose is a blend of bean flour, tapioca, and potato starch, and it just gives the baked goods a really nice rise and crumb. And then Xanthan gum for sure, because when you take the gluten out, you need something to bind the flour together, and a pinch of Xanthan gum does that.
What is Xanthan gum?
And then the other thing that I love the most that replaces butter is coconut oil, the unscented variety, because it's so buttery, and when it's cold, it solidifies like butter, and you can melt it to be like oil. And if you add a little bit of salt, it's just
like
butter.
Here's my thing, because I was looking through the book, And a lot of your recipes call for coconut oil, and coconut happens to be one of the things I just can't.
He doesn't like the taste.
I don't like the taste. So how do you It's scented?
Unscented.
There is unscented kind.
And does that just take away the flavor?
Yeah. It doesn't taste like anything. It's just like a really nice, like, rich
oil.
All right. Well, I want to get you to the big question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because snickerdoodles and donuts. This is a hard hitting
news show.
Yeah, stress out.
All right. Put on your seatbelt. Snickerdoodles and donuts are basically sugar bombs, and they're great junk food. So what do you do in there so the gluten intolerant people can enjoy the same sugar high, essentially, and the treat that others do with foods that are made with gluten?
I mean, it's really just the formula for the donut. It's a combination of the flour and the applesauce and coconut oil that all, like, comes together. And I was never a classically trained baker, so I've always just known the texture I wanted and just messed around with things in the kitchen.
So you're not like a chemist in there with all your different products.
No, I'm just like, you know, rookie. But but they're baked, and so, you know, they're not like sugar bombs like you were saying, and totally unhealthy. They're baked, and they come out really crunchy. I'm not really sure what it is that I did to come up with the formula, but it is a lot of people prefer the donuts to the regular ones that are out there.
Well, we're gonna have to make a trip up to New York to check that out.
I have to eat the pictures right now.
We'll stay at your house. It'll be fun.
We have to take a quick break. Aaron, can you just hang on just a couple seconds? Because I want to ask some other questions, like about vegan sugar, because I don't understand what it is, and some other specifics about some of the recipes in the book. Will you just hang on for just a sec?
I will.
Excellent. Yeah. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be drinking some wine and talking baby cakes. We'll be back in just a sec.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
Why should you take krill oil and omega-3 fish oil? Well, if you are concerned about any of the following, you should absolutely be taking both. And if you qualify, we'll even give you a risk-free trial of a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil combined with the super antioxidant power of krill. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your joint health? What about your memory and focus? Are you concerned about your heart health? Well, if you want to increase your joint comfort by 28% in just 7 days and promote memory, focus, and heart health, we're going to give you a free bottle of Krill Omega-3 Fish Oil. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-900-6118. We guarantee once you try Krill Omega-3, you won't believe the difference. That's why we're going to send you a free bottle just for calling. Call now for your free bottle and start easing sore joints today. Call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I almost said dishing it out.
Oh, that would have been
Them's the old days. We're back in. We've got Aaron McKenna on the phone, and Colin and Diane are pouring another glass of wine. Colin, what are we drinking now?
Thank you.
Diane?
What are we drinking now?
We're drinking, it's made by a producer named Laredia, and it is Jean Sans Sec, which is the region in France that it's from. Sec means dry. But, so Jean Sans is the region. And the grape here is Gros Mansang, which is a small indigenous varietal to the southwest part of France. And this wine is fun because it's smoky And it tastes like rich, like citrus confit at the same time.
Yum. All right. Hey, Aaron, you know, this brings up a question. Can people who have food intolerances, you know, like gluten and all of that, do they have to watch out for wines in any way, shape, or form?
Aaron?
Oh, my goodness. Aaron McKenna's gone. She fell off the phone.
Okay. Well, then let's get back to...
Andy, we lost Aaron McKenna.
He heard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But, all right, so, I mean, tell us a little bit more about...
the. Yeah, so if you...
Wait, are you there now, Aaron?
I'm here.
Oh,
no,
God.
Sorry, we lost
boy,
you.
This is live radio, boy.
Okay.
This is fun. So, I don't know if you heard my last question. Diane and Kala just poured another glass of wine, and it occurred to me to ask if people who have gluten intolerances have to worry in any way, shape, or form about any of the wines they drink, or is that not an issue for them?
Right. I did hear. I think I must have cut out. Yeah, we can enjoy wine. We enjoy our wine. I'm actually had two bottles this morning already.
Okay, good girl.
just kidding. And yeah, and there are certain liquors that gluten intolerant can have as well, like vodka and rum and stuff like that.
So it's available. Okay, let's talk about the book quickly because we only have a couple minutes left with you.
Okay.
So you have a cake rating system in your book, which I think is terrific because I do think whether you're baking gluten-free or regular baking, however you want to describe it, it can be intimidating. So tell me a little bit about your rating system.
Yeah, I came up with that because I remember when I was a novice baker opening up cookbooks and just being totally freaked out. Everything looked way too complicated, and, you know, you get nervous about the smallest things, like, you know, did I stir it too much, et cetera. So I figured I would give people who are just starting to bake like this an easy way to start out slow and get comfortable with the ingredients, because there is definitely an intimidation with all these uncommon ingredients for people, and I just wanted people to... you know, relax and start confidently with like an easy
Well, it's extremely user-friendly. I mean, I read through the whole book. I mean, you have lots of personal comments in there and essays and, you know, you're very easygoing throughout. It's an easygoing book. You know, it doesn't feel like you're constrained at all by everything. I mean, you sort of suggest that people experiment, and I really, it speaks to me personally. I like that in a cookbook. You know, congratulations on another
book.
Thank you. Why don't you open up in D.C.? Hello.
Hello. I know. I'm thinking about it. I just have only one of me, so I'm slowly opening everywhere that I really want to, and D.C. is one of those places.
Excellent.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Aaron, let's make sure everybody knows where to find the book. And I'm bookstores everywhere and Amazon. Is that a good guess?
Yeah. Williams-Sonoma has it.
It's everywhere.
Barnes & Noble. Amazon, et cetera. And that's the Baby Cakes website.
Excellent. All right.
Terrific.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
And that's
thanks,
Baby Cakes.
Guys.
Baby Cakes
Happy
covers
wine
the
drinking.
Classics.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
That was Aaron McKenna. Sorry, Aaron, I stepped over you there. It's Baby Cakes covers the classics, gluten-free vegan recipes from donuts to snickerdoodles.
Both of which we have in studio.
That's right.
Which is really nice, but not the gluten-free kind.
All right, thanks. All right, so guys, let's go back to you real quick.
I see some rosé over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we...
total summer. That's what I think of when I see rosé.
Yeah, so we thought about bringing, you know, a rosé because it's springtime. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking of, no, people think of France usually for a lot of rosés from Provence. We thought kind of show the uniqueness of Cork of actually bringing a rosé from the Basque region in Spain, a Chocolate. Most people think of Chocolates of being kind of white and effervescent, but this is a rosé one.
No bubbles in it. It's just... Is it
no
flat?
Bubbles.
Completely
it's
flat.
Completely flat. It's got some great minerality, great senility in it, and as well is Garachaga Rosada, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Hanrabi Belza is the actual grape. It's
okay,
grown
am I glazing
on...
over? No, I'm teasing.
So this show, I want you to know something. I love you, man. But this show is broadcast in English. Okay.
As soon as you get to the Basque country, you can't understand a word.
But it's a great. I mean, I think it's a great food wine. It's a great sipping wine on a kind of a hot summer day, particularly because of the salinity and the minerality in it. So
say what?
Okay, we're gonna pour around if everyone finishes what's in their glass.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Do we have Todd Gray on the phone?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
From the kitchen of Watershed in Nova, we have Todd Gray. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, buddy. How are you? So let's start off very quickly.
Wait, first, let's just say we know how busy you are. It's Mother's Day brunch. You opened about a week and a half ago, so thanks for giving us a phone call today.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't get you a few minutes ago, but I'm all yours now.
I'm sure you got the headset on and you're still working away. So Watershed is your new restaurant in Noma, which is that northern extension of Mass Avenue, and that's becoming a real hotbed for great restaurants over there. First of all, I have to ask, are you completely insane? Because don't you have enough to do already between that and Equinox and Market Salamander and some
other
catering
stuff? Hello.
Oh, it's wild. It's wild. But that's the way we like it. You know, we like a full plate. But things are going well, and... Yeah, Noma's been an exciting new expansion for us, and the neighborhood is exciting, and people have embraced us these first 2 weeks. So we are pumped, and things are going extremely well.
Okay, well, so for fans of yours out there who just love Equinox and the kind of food you do there, just explain how Watershed really differs from, you know, how the menus really differ.
Well, where, you know, Equinox is really a fine dining, mid-Atlantic-driven concept. Mm-hmm. Know, Watershed, we've sort of spread our menu to cover the East Coast seaboard from Maine to Florida, and it's a much more casual concept. Raw bar, five different oysters every evening, actually doing raw food at the raw bar, doing steak tartare and mango and cabbage salad and those kind of things, in addition to your typical selections of shellfish. And then on the menu, I'm doing things... an East Coast gumbo. I'm doing clam chowder. Let's see. You know, I have a little selection of sandwiches. Doing crab cake sandwich and burgers and oyster sandwich with remoulade. Doing shrimp and grits.
And how are people initially receiving the menu? I mean, I've been there. I know how it was, but what's the commentary that's coming back to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, so far we've been getting great feedback. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I didn't want to do a menu that was going to be too out there in the beginning. I wanted to do straightforward stuff. I wanted to do things that people could get their hands on. It's a very underserved neighborhood here in Noma, and I wanted to give people a taste of food reality. And I didn't want to do things for my ego and reinvent coastal seafood cooking. And so I kept it very straightforward, and I've kept it very clean and you know, it's probably a little bit more of a lean on some southern influence.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good. And, you know, now after 2 weeks, we're sort of looking at the menu saying, okay, you know, it's time to, we can start to bring in a little wild salmon. Let's start doing a grilled wild salmon. You know, we brought in soft shell crabs, and we're starting to do soft shell crabs as feature dishes. And so we're already starting to turn things up a little bit. And it's we're having a lot of fun, and it's kind of... you know, it feels good to be able to have two very different concepts.
Well,
to do one way and one the other.
Let me jump in, because I do want to say, if you keep opening new stuff, we keep threatening to all have dinner together. It's never going to happen.
How are we ever going
to
do that?
We're going to have to meet on Metro somewhere.
No, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So now tell me that.
Wait, no, okay. I want to ask.
Well,
why Noma? Why out there? I mean, you know, it's an area that's up and coming, but you had your choice between a lot of locations around town. Why stick a restaurant there in an area that's still developing?
It's really developing.
Well, because, you know, they were crying for a great restaurant over here.
What, you don't think Potbelly's is a good restaurant? What are you saying there, Todd?
Hey, man, we call this the Boulevard over here. Noma, I mean, it was. I wanted to go somewhere where we hadn't, you know, been... hadn't been saturated yet, and this is hardly saturated by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
We're the first full service restaurant.
Now you guys are doing breakfast, lunch, dinner,
yeah,
every day.
Yes.
And can we talk about that patio?
I'm sitting out here on it right now.
It's gorgeous.
We had about 75-80 people converged on us Friday night for happy hour.
Great.
Spectacular patio, you know, closed off from the street, so you're sort of removed from all the traffic and horns and everything else that goes on in a typical D.C. street.
So can you just eat out on the patio, or are you doing a bar menu for the patio?
No, I got a full menu. We're filling up right now for Mother's Day. And so,
mm-hmm.
Full menu out here, happy hour out here, which stretches into regular menus by lunch. You know, we're Department of Justice is looking right down on the patio, so, you know, they fill us up by lunch.
No, I guess I won't be over there anytime soon.
So, you know, it's, you know, NOMA has been a good move for us, and, you know, it feels good to pioneer into an area that's not been tapped yet and to be the first restaurant. I know a lot of people will be coming, and, you know, meanwhile, we sit and we cook for all the locals. I tell you, the neighborhood support has been amazing.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of people over here in Northeast that are underserved for restaurants, and so we're having a lot of fun. We're working long hours. Ellen is living here with me, and Harrison's spending a lot of time. You know, he's kind of got this.
Put him to work. He's ready. Put him to work.
Going on, right? Exactly.
So I got a question for you. I mean, with all the sort of the differences in menus, did you have to go out and find a whole new slew of resources?
You mean for product?
Sure.
Well, I mean, actually both probably, but well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've discovered some great new oyster people. We're getting some absolutely amazing West Coast oysters, and we're getting some New England oysters, and so, you know, I've had a chance to discover some new people out there, you know, some new bread makers, and because, you know, our shellfish and our bread component of the restaurant is big from our sandwich element, and you know, I'm still using some of my local guys out in Middleburg buying all local beef, and so I've picked up a few new vendors, but I've sort of been able to utilize some of the existing people that I've been buying from, and they're helping us develop some new things and some new breads for sandwiches, et cetera. But and staffing wise, you know, it's all new people. I brought one of my sous chefs from Equinox, Chris Kenworthy, who I brought on at Equinox 8 months ago to train specifically for this position, and he's doing tremendous work. And Wade Ufot, who is our banquet chef, has got a really keen eye that none of us have a whole lot of hotel banquet and catering experience with, so he brings an awful lot to the table. So,
are you doing room service too?
Yeah, we do room service, but only at night.
Okay, I was going to say, God.
Yeah, it's not been as bad as what we would thought. I thought we were getting plowed with 15 or 20 room service orders. It's not that bad. I think, you know, these people
yet.
Don't have, you know, no, exactly, yet. I mean, you know, I think that they realize they can come downstairs and have a real nice cocktail. Simo is, you know, our bar manager, Simo Amati, who's been out there on the place at the show many times.
Sure.
Has got a ridiculous beverage mixology program going, and designer cocktails are flying out the door, and so they can come down, get a nice creative drink, get a nice glass of wine, and have a couple of side dishes, have some raw bar. So I think it so far room service hasn't clipped us yet. But,
now let me ask you a question for you and Simo. Are you guys going to be are you going back and forth? I mean, clearly the restaurant just opened, but long term, how do you just sort of see it? I know you have to go, so we're going to wrap up with you just quickly.
Yeah, Simo's going to be staying here, actually. Simo is actually going to be staying here. We decided that Watershed would be a place that really needs him in his creative cocktail style, because the demand over here from our clientele is more of a cocktail and beer clientele. And Johnny Tiva, who's been with us at Equinox, is going to continue to now take over the bar program at Equinox.
Excellent.
My time, I'm spending as much as I need here, but my time will be spent mainly at Equinox.
Okay. Great. Well,
all
Todd,
right.
Thanks so much for calling in this morning. Best of luck
great
with the new space. We hope
you'll
come
you.
In soon.
And I raise you a mimosa and bloody to both of you. I wish you were here.
Okay, thanks.
A lot of good that does me, but thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks,
Todd. Bye.
Bye. All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be sipping some more wine with Cork.
You can help the Army Historical Foundation honor the soldiers of yesterday and today. Go to armyhistory.org to learn how you can help build the National Museum of the U.S. Army. The museum will be the Army's national landmark, preserving the sacrifice of every man and woman who has worn the Army uniform since 1775. Visit armyhistory.org today and honor the Army's service of every generation.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Join me this week for my special guest, Catherine Medina, Executive Director of Rebuilding Together Alexandria, a 501c3 that helps low-income families keep their homes in good shape. The show is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pettleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-500-0351 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-500-0351. 1-800-500-0351. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, you're back with David and Nikki Nellis on Foodie and the Beast. Before we move on with the show, I just want to thank the people that make the show possible. The folks at Georgetown Bagelry, Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's the two Rusticos, Evening Star, Tallulah Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, and Church Key. Our friends down at Founding Farmers and Farmers and Fishers on the Georgetown waterfront, and the folks at Modus Hospitality, Noti Bianchi, Dish, Circle Bistro, and our newest sponsor, Charles Schwartz and Son Fine Jewelers. Jewelers found us. How about that? So, Diane and Colin, let's go back to you. Now, you just, not too long ago, I'm guessing it was like 8 or 9 months ago, opened up the Cork Market, right?
No, it's been more than that.
How long
a little
has it
longer been? Ago, but a little over a year.
Okay,
right.
8 or 9 months, a year. You gonna mess with me now, man? So, and you've got that gave you the space to do a lot more events and right. The opportunity to do. To give us the rundown on what's
coming
up. Well,
you guys have winemakers in all the time, don't you?
We do. We have a great. The market is two floors. Mm-hmm. The upstairs floor actually houses a real office. If for those who have a restaurant, you know, your office space gets sacrificed for everything.
This is my office. My laptop is my office.
Yeah, the last one was stolen out of her car. So.
Just keep it with me 24/7.
But it has a great event space. Again, kind of keeping the feeling of Cork and that kind of accessible, homey feel. It's got exposed brick, great sunlight, little couple skylights up front, and we do a number of events there from wine classes we do regularly mm-hmm. to wine tastings, former wine tastings to wine dinners to book signings, you know.
Receptions. We've done bridal weddings. Showers, yeah. Wedding showers, wedding
I've
receptions.
I've never seen the space upstairs. I'm going to have to go check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
I mean, I love the market.
Well,
the
you know,
is
something interesting about you guys. Now, you weren't the first in the turn on 14th Street, but you guys have really been sort of leaders in the renaissance of 14th Street, which was, you know, just sort of this haphazard makeshift group of, you know, bizarre retail. And now, I mean, the studio theater's there and all of that, but you guys have two retail operations there that do big business, and they're very, you know, it's a very, you know, high-end intellectual offering that wasn't on that
question?
Street.
What's the question?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Why did you pick 14th Street? Why not someplace else?
Well, we live off 14th Street. Logan Circle is our home and our new son's home.
So it was laziness.
Being able to walk to work. It's
being able
thing.
To walk to work.
Not to mention, I think lots of people say, God, I wish I had a great place to get a glass of wine and some good food near my house that I can walk to. I mean, it's such a gift
and
to
that's,
have.
That's how we felt, and that's why we did it.
Well, as Todd said, it was an underserved area, you know, area where people went other places to go
but
for
But the
dining.
Point, you've served as a magnet in a way. Estadio is down there now, and Birch and Barley's there now, and, I mean, they're it's
Masa,
a great...
that new taco place. I mean, there's a lot.
It's almost like amazing. An outdoor food mall, in a way, where you go down, and there are all these choices.
Well, I think 14th is going to turn to... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say a destination for dining. I mean, and that's... Mm-hmm. I think a great, wonderful thing for our neighborhood. And so you can, I mean, we don't leave the neighborhood most often.
Well, the next thing you need to do is put a parking lot on the top of the third place.
Find the building.
That's the other problem.
All right, well, let's talk about the wines that you brought in. So this rosé, it's like drinking
beautiful.
Roses.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
It's very floral. It has great, as Khalid said, minerality and salinity to it mm-hmm. because the vineyards are actually they run into the water, essentially. Hmm. And it gets these great winds and just the air that helps these grapes grow.
Let's go on
grow.
A field trip.
I know, wouldn't that be lovely?
All expenses paid.
Preferably. We'll work on finding somebody to do that for us.
Excellent, I love that.
So it's really, I mean, it's a serious rosé. It's got a lot of complexity to it.
You know, the problem with rosé, I always think, is that when you pour yourself a glass of rosé, people are like, are you drinking white Zinfandel?
Yeah.
No,
it's, and people come in, we have a very large offering of rosés, both at the restaurant and at the market, and people come in and they're like, well, I don't want a sweet wine. And we're like, take your pick, because
right,
none of them are.
It's not sweet at all.
But that's a common misconception, I think.
All right, so tell us about the last one you're going to pour.
Well, the last one, we decided to go to Italy, leaving Spain. We're pouring a red wine called Pezzalunga. David, can you say Pezzalunga?
Sì, Pezzalunga. Si, parlo italiano.
But it's Bandera, Barbera. Are two of the grapes. Again, it keeps with that minerality, which I don't say very well, particularly for two glasses of wine.
Minerality.
But well,
Andy has a breathalyzer behind
DC cops, I will not be driving.
You're driving your kid home.
But again, it's plummy, it's smoky, and again, I think it shows the depth and the vastness of the wines you can find at Cork Wine Bar.
That's great.
Well, and all the wines that you serve at the market, are they also available at the restaurant?
I think about 95% of the wines are there. There are some that are just, the batches are so small that it's not worth it to bring it over to the market because we'll have maybe a case of it and it'll be gone.
Did I miss, what region is this from?
This is Italian wine.
Yeah, but where in Italy?
This is
Oltrepo Pavese, which is northern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually this, we talk about family-run estates. This estate has been in this family since 1808.
Wow.
And these are really old vines of indigenous Italian varietals.
I love stories like that. I love wines that have real history. I just think it just shows the passion that gets passed down through time. I like that.
And this is a wine that we get through an importer named Neil Rosenthal, who brings an amazing wine.
Well, that's a real Italian name.
Nice Jewish guy from New York.
Rabbi Neil Rosenthal from Italy.
Nice Jewish guy from New York.
But this is one of the original estates when he got in the business, 30-plus years ago that he went to and has been bringing it in. And it's just very traditionally made. It's a beautiful wine.
Mm.
All right.
Just lastly, because for people who haven't been to your market, you also serve food there that's for like pickup. Great desserts and charcuterie and things of the like. Just tell us a little bit about it quickly.
Well, quickly, I think you come in for anything from a sandwich to something to complement your meal at night, from retail objects, from pastas to sauces, to soups, kind of salads and other sides. From macaroni and cheese is comforty food, macaroni and cheese and fried chicken that have been written up in magazines to asparagus and other different things.
What's great about this? Because back even 15, 10 years ago, the sort of replacement meals, for people who worked and wanted to stop and pick it up, if you walked past Sutton Place, you were going to miss it. There was nobody else doing it. And now to have that in a neighborhood is fabulous for these people.
You could come out to our neighborhood, too.
You could. Well, the space
we deliver.
For you.
Okay.
But we tried to
create not out to Kensington, you don't.
All right. Well, guys, tell everybody where Cork and Cork Market are so they can be sure to know and come see you.
Cork Wine Bar is located at 1720 14th Street. And Cork Market is just up the street at 18.
Across the street.
Across the street and up the street at 1805 14th Street.
I don't want anybody to miss it.
And the tasting room, which is our private event space that you both talked about, is upstairs from the market.
Excellent. Terrific.
Thank you for coming in.
Well, it's time for my usual commercial here. There's so much to know about what's going on in the food and wine scene, and way more than we can ever tell you in an hour. If you go to thelistareyouonit.com, it lists hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of events,
including all the wine tastings going on at Cork and the specialty dinners that happen at Liberty Tavern and Lion Hall.
Everything.
Everything.
And it's free to subscribe. It's thelistareyouonit.com. You can also follow Nikki on Twitter, as thousands of people already do, and you
at
can
Nick
hear
Nell.
Her. Oh, I'm sorry.
NYCNELL.
There you go. And you can listen to her on WTOP every Sunday at 12:50 to find out what's happening this week. And don't forget, starting next week, next Friday night at 8:30, you can watch us on NBC4.
Set your DVR.
Right, Washington Nonstop. I'm really handsome, so you're going to want to turn in. Tune in. Drop out.
Right.
Okay, that's
all
it.
All right, so as we do on every show, we like to point out a specific charity, and since it's Mother's Day, we thought that this one made sense.
Yeah, because moms need love. Becky's Fund is a nonprofit dedicated to domestic violence awareness and prevention. And their mission is simply to foster awareness of domestic violence and encourage advocacy among peers and have educational programs so that we lessen the incidence of domestic violence.
And it is a local organization, so you can get involved by, of course, donating funds, but also volunteering. They're always looking for people to help.
And all you have to do is go to Becky's, B-E-C-K-Y-S, fund.
.org. Great. And as we do on every show, we like to leave you with a little quote.
Yeah. This is an homage to Todd and Ellen Gray's new restaurant, Watershed, from my favorite author, Anonymous. And he
or David
said,
Dallas.
Give a person a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach that person to use the internet and they won't bother you for weeks.
But I'm bummed.
Thank you very much. I want to thank our guests, Diane Gross and Khalid Pitts, Aaron McKenna, Stephen Fedorchak, and Rob Valencia, and Todd Gray.
And next week's show is going to be terrific. We've got Barton Seaver coming on. He's got a new book all about sustainable fish
Barton
eating.
Barton Seaver.
This is David and Nikki Nellis. Have a delicious week.
See you next week.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
The program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Lifelong Wells Nutritional Hour with the phenomenal Cheryl Wells. This program will feature the fastest nutritional discoveries available, and our special guest will talk about natural healing and prevention methods in caring for your health. And now, here's Cheryl Wells.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing out there? This is Cheryl Wells, and you're listening to the Lifelong Wells Nutrition Hour. I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about a revolutionary unique product on the market called BioVac